Hi, I'm Onas.
And I'm Grace.
We love the Wheel of Time fandom, and we love talking about why it's so special.
Our mission is to give back to the fandom through projects that amplify the fun and camaraderie.
I thought it was we make people cry.
Yeah, but in a good way.
This is
The Lights Work. Hello, and welcome back to The Lights Work. This is Grace, and I am here with my very patient friend, Anas. How are you doing tonight, Anas?
I am not patient. I don't know why you think I've been patient or am patient.
It's just along with our theme for tonight. And even if you didn't feel patient, you have been patient because you waited 615 days between season one and season two of The Wheel of Time.
I don't know what you're talking about. We had two seasons of The Wheel of Time in 2 years.
December of the last episode of season
within
one.
Within two years, there were two full seasons of The Wheel of Time that were aired.
Right.
Before a second year ended. So in 2 years, we had two seasons. Is that fair to say?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm playing around with words to make it sound better, but
but
if you say, "Hey, we had two Wheel of Time seasons in 2 years," that sounds pretty okay.
But that doesn't make any sense because the first season was in 21 and the second was in 23, so it wasn't 2 years. It's more than 2 years.
Do you know how time works? It's like November of 2020.
21 is 1 year. 22
is 2 years. 22 is 1 year. 22 is 1 year.
No. Because you're saying we had two seasons within 2 years, but it wasn't within 2 years. It was within 3 years.
Okay. So 21. Oh, November 21. So November 21, season one starts.
Yeah.
November 22, that's 1 year gone, right? And November 23, which is now, that's the second year ending. We've had season two.
Okay.
Before a second full year has passed, we've had two full seasons.
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
No, I if you put it in those words, it doesn't seem like, if you actually think about it, no, it's clearly a long time in between. Because it's 2 years in between seasons, even though you've had full seasons.
My brain hurts and I don't feel like
Do you have enough patience to last this episode?
I have the patience.
I don't know why I said
saint.
I'm not patient. I'm very patient.
Okay. Explain. Why are you very patient?
I don't know. I'm okay, that's not happening. Cool. It'll happen in 2 years.
I feel like we need to backtrack a little bit because we're already debating stuff and we haven't even really talked about what we're talking
Gwen.
About. Why are you trying to derail this episode?
I'm not. It's longing. We don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, if it wasn't clear yet within all of that chaotic whatever that just was, we're talking about The Longing tonight. So, Anas, what is The Longing?
The Longing is... Wait, is that... is that's not the slog. The Longing when the Ogier felt they couldn't... when they couldn't find their steading, right? Or something like that?
So there's two definitions of The Longing. There's the Wheel of Time definition of The Longing, and then there's the fandom definition of The Longing. So I can read you the companion, what it says about The Longing in the companion, because it's not very long. So would you like to hear that?
Yeah, with or without an academic hat? Because this seems very academic. There are two definitions of that's academic.
Yeah.
That's a very academic thing to say.
I think I know where my hat is. I'm only doing this because I haven't done it in a while. It's in the corner gathering dust. How do I look? The people can't see me, so describe.
You look very academic.
I don't think so. I think I look weird. It's like not...
It says, your hat says academic.
So it's like a baseball cap, but it's not like very sporty. It's kind of puffy in the front. So what? I don't know. if you are not familiar, this is a black baseball cap with white text that says academic. And Anis got it for me in like January?
Yeah.
January? During our live stream?
Yeah.
Live stream? Yeah. Okay.
All right, so lay down the academia.
The longing, according to the Wheel of Time companion, is a condition experienced by an Ogier who was away from a steading for too long. It could result in death. It was a particular problem during the breaking when landforms were changing. The longing was not experienced by Shanchan Ogier in the breaking, because in the areas that later became the Shanchan Empire, there happened to be more steading, and so they were not exiled for long periods of time.
So basically what I said.
Yeah, basically. You didn't say anything about death, though.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad. It's really bad. Okay, so in the fandom, it's the time that we have to wait between seasons. So technically, we've really only experienced one longing before, right? Like, do we count the longing before season one? I feel like that wasn't really a longing.
No, I probably would, because I think really? It was okay until it got delayed.
Yeah.
I think that's... There was... It was not, like, technically a longing, but it was... There was something to it in terms of an experience that... I think the reason being, we've experienced a longing years ago, right? Folks who waited for a Wheel of Time book. So even though there was no season and we had to wait for season one, technically not a longing. But if you think of the longing between Wheel of Time content, so the companion came out in 2015, right?
I don't know. Let me look.
So, but yeah, so the thought being there was a longing between 2015 and 2021. Yeah,
2015.
So that, you know, you could say was a longing, and there's always been longings between books. But yeah, within the fandom that we're currently experiencing, that term has come up within that time period between season one and season two, and even before season two had ended or even started, people were like, well, we'll wait, we'll keep this for the longing between season two and three, you know, or like, I can't, like, you know, people were already thinking of it, I guess.
And we are in it right now. Did people, I'm wondering, you mentioned the longing between books. Did people call it that? Like, I wasn't really involved in the fandom when the books were coming out. Do you know if people, like, named the wait between books the longing? Or did we just coin that now?
I'm not sure, but I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised, sorry, if that term had been used.
I tried to look it up. I looked on Theoryland and I looked on Dragonmount. And I tried to do like a search to see if anybody called it that, but I didn't see anything.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, used much more colloquially. I can never say that word. Even though we did a whole episode about wautisms. But you could probably call it the longing of wautism.
Yeah.
In a way, I mean, it's just, you know, it also exists within the books and has a different meaning. But I think if you talk about the longing within the fandom, people know what we're talking about. Yeah.
So we had a longing before season one because it was delayed. And then we had the longing between season one and two. What do you remember about those times? Like, what did you do?
Before the dark times. I just had the Obi-Wan meme in my head. What did I do? What, before season one or before season two?
Either one. Like, I wasn't considering before season one a longing, yeah, but you but are.
No, I think it probably makes sense for the purpose of our deep dive tonight is to look at between season one and season two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did I do? I went to a couple of cons or more and started a podcast and became an innkeeper.
You were busy.
Went to Charleston. Yeah.
Did you even feel the longing?
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, there definitely was a longing, but I mean, I think the fandom, to a very large degree, helps mitigate some of that feeling. It was a long wait. But yeah, there's a certain almost cyclical nature, you know, to how certain things happen. And you can talk within, you know, we waited for the What Idol that was, you know, after. So you had What Idol in 2022, mm-hmm. right? So that was like, you know, about four. So there was the first 4 months right after were maybe a lot of longing. And I don't know if you want to do a month by month breakdown, but there's certain things to look forward to after, you know, every few months, and you knew those things were coming, and that's how you kind of looked forward to the next thing. Oh, what's the next thing? Oh, it's actually season two. We're there already. So yeah, that's how I think of it.
Yeah, I think we have things, smaller things to look forward to within the fandom between seasons that kind of keep us going. And I don't really, I find it so weird to think that it was December 2021 through September of this year. Like, it doesn't seem that long in my mind. Like, that was a long time, but like, it doesn't feel long. And I don't feel like I really, I mean, I love when the episodes come out. And that's like, there's so much to talk about and it's so exciting. And that's the whole reason we're doing all of this. But I don't like miss it that much, I think, because I love all the other stuff too. I don't know. Does that make sense?
It's the friend you make along the way.
It's the yeah.
friend you make along the way. No, but I feel like I remember, you know, before season one had aired, right? You had 2 years off the Dusty Wheel.
Right. Yeah. And two years of Takarania.
Like yeah. you know, you had, you know, more than 100 weeks of content that yeah. was, you know, where you would show up and have fun together and, you know, just have fun together as, within the fandom. So, yeah. I think there's a lot of waiting for sure. But even before season one had aired, we kind of had a template of how we were going to make it, you know?
Yeah, I think so. We kind of just got used to waiting. And I don't think anyone actually, like, intentionally did this, but we kind of developed ways to pass the time. But it wasn't like, it didn't feel like that's what we were doing. It's just we were waiting, and then in the process of waiting, we became okay with waiting.
yeah, totally.
If that makes any sense.
So yeah, how do you want to look at this? How did you spend that time? I mean, similarly or something else?
Yeah, so I very similarly. I went to a ton of conventions. I went to like all of them in 2022. All of the major ones. You know, I did JordanCon, WalkCon, MulcahyCon, OgierCon. I traveled a lot outside of that. I started this podcast. I was doing Threefold Talk. I was writing. I started my column in February of 22. I think writing really like got me through because that was like a lot of work and I felt really immersed in the show and in the books. So yeah, I don't know. It went by really fast to me. I think I got a little bit antsy over the summer, maybe last year. Because I almost like, you know, there's that drought of where you're not getting like a whole lot of news. Maybe you're getting a few sprinklings from Watt series here and there, but you're not getting like trailers or, you know, photos or anything until pretty close to when the season starts. But weirdly, like when we started to get more information, like JordanCon, for example, when we got Bane and Chiad and we got a little more information and we got to see, you know, the Q&A in April, that like made me more impatient because I was like, oh, these are all these things that we're going to see. And then like from then on, I was like, okay, can it be season two already?
To be honest, never was like, hey, I need season two now. Like, I never had that feeling because many reasons, but I was like, I always have this, you know, like, not fear, but like I don't want things to end.
Mm.
So
if it never starts, it can never end.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Something. I guess something like that. But no, but more in the sense that, you know, like it's okay as long as it's going to happen, and you know, there's enough good things happening in between. You know, I can wait. If it's actually, you know, like bad waiting, or like in terms of like, you know, you're not sure if it's going to happen, that's, you know, more like, let's say season three comes by and season four has not been greenlit. That would not be good. That would be interesting. But I think now, you know, season three has been greenlit and is being shot and almost done, you know, shooting. You know, it's a different kind of waiting.
Yeah, you're so right. Like, waiting is so much easier if you have something to look forward to. Like, you know that you'll get there eventually. But if you're just waiting and you don't know, that's like bad.
Yeah. and you know, like even though we didn't know when, you know, when the trailer was going to drop and when, but there's always like, oh, so there's JordanCon, then there's WattCon, and you know, there was Watt Idol before that, and then there's going to be MelcuriCon, or there's going to be San Diego Comic-Con where there might be something dropped, or New York Comic-Con where there might be something dropped. Last year we were lucky, we had Origins, like, you know, like kind of smack in the middle of the two seasons, we had Origins come out. So that was, I think, another kind of like, oh, we didn't get a season of The Wheel of Time, but we got a new book. So
that's a really good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So like we were well fed.
Yes. Yes, we were.
And, you know, again, this year there was a little bit, you know, I think, you know, the strike happened, right? So we didn't get a lot of that marketing going into it. And we may have felt some of that, but despite that, you know, we had like trailer guide on, as we always do, right? And and things like that. So I think The Longing is difficult, and it'll be interesting how that cycle plays out this time around, but I would imagine it being somewhat similar.
Yeah, so you mentioned cycle, and that's something that I was thinking about when I was kind of mapping out this episode. And I was thinking about, like, in terms of the fandom, like, what happens to the fandom while we're waiting? And I feel like there's a lot of different ways people respond. And it's hard to, like, make huge generalizations, but I feel like there is a certain, like, unhinged aspect to it that starts to happen every once in a while, because we're just waiting and there's, like, nothing to talk about. And I don't know, like, how to explain why it happens, but there does seem to be, like, a cycle. And that made me think of this image from Kara Carnival that came out back in September of 22, so almost a year after the first season, where they made a diagram called the Turnings of Twitter of Time.
Yeah.
And they attempted to map out the phases. It almost looks like the phases of the moon or something.
Yeah. I feel like Riss had made different versions of this, and this is like a final version of it. I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong.
I agree. Just, yeah. This I don't is not remember, the one I remember
it
being. Yeah.
I don't remember it this many things in it, but.
No.
It's definitely, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the main thing that I always remember is, like, the Egwene discourse is, like, one of the phases, Egwene funny. Discourse.
I like the Twitter of Chaos saves us from ourselves. You know, there's always, like, you know, like, But it's just, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll put links to everything we talk about tonight, as always. We'll put links in our show notes, so you'll be able to see this, that RIS created. But there are some things on there like clown mode activated, or Watt news drop, yeah, or general Watt ship posting and memory, or memery, sorry, memery. Yes, memes definitely help get us through.
Oh, memes. I've been fairly disappointed in the recent past with memes.
Lord Matt Coffin. Is that because Lord Matt Coffin is not posting memes lately? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I was. That's what I was calling out LMC here.
I think he's on my list of tweets that I was going to talk about tonight.
Yes, of course.
So do not be discouraged. There is some LMC action.
Yeah.
So we kind of get up in this cycle of like discourse and moods and, you know, whatever's happening on Twitter. And like Twitter's weird right now. Like people are in and out of Twitter and it's frustrating in a lot of ways. So I always worry like what is going to happen with Twitter. It's like, it's always been my favorite place, but I know that it's not the way it used to be. But Discord is nice. People haven't really been
like
talking.
But like the app, not like Discord.
Yes, the app, not actual Discord.
Because yeah. There's a lot of Discord on Twitter.
Yes, that is true. No, Discord, the app. Although, again, it's like back to that whole it's the friends we made along the way kind of thing. Like I feel like the time we're spending on Discord waiting, we're not really talking about The Longing. We're not even really talking about The Wheel of Time. We're talking about like other stuff, like books and TV shows and, you know, stuff
Pedro
like that.
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah. Yes. And people were talking about National Novel Writing Month. We have a lot of people on our server that are writing right now.
What's that? Oh, NaNoWriMo? Oh, is that
NaNoWriMo? Yeah.
Whenever people say the whole thing, I'm like, what? Oh, that.
What I did was I kind of looked through, I did some searches for the hashtags, The Longing or The Wheel of Time and then The Longing. And I just found like kind of something from almost every month within the time between season one and season two. And I just found some tweets that I thought were cool. So like, for example, in December of 21, a week after episode 8 aired, we had Damer Flynn at Flynn_Damer say, "No new The Wheel of Time episodes tonight, sad face. So begins The Longing."
How prophetic. No, like, I it's very, like, prophecy-like.
Yeah. It does sound like that.
Like a foretelling.
Yeah. And I think it's, there's something about that first week, like, the week after, where it's like Thursday night or whatever, and there's no new episode. That's always really hard.
Was it like the week before Christmas or something?
So the last episode of season one aired on Christmas Eve, December 24th.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Huh.
Yeah. At least according to IMDb, that's what
said. Yeah. No.
But it might have been...
I mean, Damer posted this on December 30th, so that tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It tracks.
Yeah, it would have been December 23rd for some of us, though. The Thursday night would have been the 23rd.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. So The Longing started, and like you said, even like this season, I feel like The Longing was starting even before season two ended. People were already thinking about it, like anticipating it. Mm-hmm. And then in January, people were watching other things and talking about that. So they were kind of like starting out pretty optimistic, like, all right, maybe I'll go like watch other stuff. There was a discussion. I found that Prime Video asked what people were going to be watching in 2022. And your friend Lord Matt Coffin replied, "Might start The Expanse." And then Lycat Sedai, like at Sunflower said, I tried to start The Expanse, but I've been too hyper-focused on the Wheel of Time and couldn't get into it. Now that the longing is setting in, it might be a good time to give it another go. That's like a pro of the longing, right?
You know what I was going to say? To Lycat, Sedai, and Lord Mountcawthon, you can watch The Expanse if you didn't last time. The longing has started again. So if you didn't do it last time, you could do it now.
Yes, this is true. I wonder if either of them did. I watched The Expanse, actually, during The Longing, and I really liked it. The Longing is an opportunity to watch.
If you don't know what to do with yourself in The Longing, do what you said you would do the last time. And then don't do it.
Did you finish that book you said you wanted to finish? No, do it now. Warbreaker. That took me like 3/4 of The Longing, probably.
Yeah.
And then this seems premature, but we were already begging for more news and more info, even in January of 22. Mm-hmm. So we have Uno's eye patch here saying, at the Wheel of Time, at Rafe Judkins, at Prime Video UK, at KV Hendry, the longing hurts. Pretty please, can we have some casting announcements for season 2? 4 question marks and 6 praying hands emojis.
And a gift and... of...
Go ahead.
It's like, I think, Oliver Twist, small boy, holding up like a bowl, asking for food.
Please, sir, can I have some more? Isn't that what he says?
I don't know.
That's probably really bad.
No, you shan't.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm sure that's what the other person said.
Something like that, probably. Yeah.
Boy.
We're showing our really clearly good knowledge of the story of Oliver Twist.
I'm sure there's a twist in the story.
So in March, we went from begging to blaming ourselves. So I don't know, is this like the stages of grief, kind of? Like begging is bargaining, blaming is like, you know, when you're depressed. So Rhys, Aludra Sedai, said, what if the longing is still punishment for not choosing the way gate? Embarrassed face emoji. It'll be that pain in our side that never heals. And then there's a gif of Lan looking concerned. I don't know, what would you say his expression is?
He's like intensely looking up like things are not good.
Yeah, he's like anxiety.
Lan Mandragoran, the picture of anxiety.
He's very concerned. Rhys brings up a good point. We did not vote for the Waygate. I think she's referring to the, we had to pick the symbol that would go after the hashtag, the Wheel of Time. And we were between the Ouroboros and the Waygate, and Tweeter of Chaos, formerly He Who Tweets with the Dawn, has always had an affinity for the Waygate. And we did
affinity.
Not. Affinity. Can you feel our affinity, Egwene?
I mean, affinity sounds like an okay thing. What they have for the Waygate is like an obsession, an addiction.
I mean, after season 2, I kind of see it. I mean, like, what did you think of the Waygates in season 2? I think they were kind of cool. I don't know.
I think the Waygates would be redundant from now on, as they are in the books, other than Loyal, like, having to shut all of them down or something.
So you think no Waygates in season 3?
No, there will be Waygates. They've dug into, and, no, I like the Waygates. That's fine. Like, it's okay. I'm okay with that. It's just, no.
stop. They're going to punish us more if you keep saying that. They're not going to give us any news.
I'm a glutton for punishment.
Everyone, I guess, tweet about how much you love the Waygate and see if it works. This will be an experiment. So in April of 22, James from Wheel Up Time tried to help us out with the longing. He said, if you're suffering from the longing tonight after Watt Idol. So, like, Watt Idol must have helped us for a while, but then, like, after Watt Idol, you go through, like, the longing for more Watt Idol. So he says he had the first
There's longing for Watt Idol?
Yeah,
there's longings. yeah.
Although, right. People have been making a lot of parodies even outside of Watt Idol, which is nice, but it's just not the same.
It's not the same, no.
It's not the same. No.
No, but you're right. Like, there's like, it's like, oh, we got Watt Idol. That's like helps us in the longing, but no, now you have a new longing.
Yeah, because then it's over and you're sad. So James said that they were starting up the first game of the Wheel of Time board game and they were live streaming it. Does it have a name? Is it just called the Wheel of Time board game?
I think it's Third Age.
The Third Age. Oh, yeah. Duh. Okay. It didn't say that in the tweet and I was confused. But yeah, that's what he's talking about, is the Third Age. So yeah, people do that. I think there's some people who do Dungeons and Dragons together. And obviously all the different live streams were still happening. But yeah, that's one way we amused ourselves. What if we got a Wheel of Time video game? That would help, right? Maybe?
I don't know. I mean, a Wheel of Time video game, like, would help people for the rest of their life. Like, I feel like that's the type of game it would be, right? Like, it would be like, a real time strategy or like some degree of RPG or something, you know, type of game. And, you know, people, if it's a good game, could play that for like years and years.
Yeah.
Like a good Wheel of Time game can be played forever.
Especially if it had a like a social component to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, like a World of Warcraft kind of thing or like, yeah, like the original MUD, you know, but
right,
updated. That would be cool.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's like, I would imagine would be the best, if anyone wants to make a Wheel of Time game and be successful, is what, you know, they someone should make. I don't like those type of games personally. I mean, I'd be fine if we had like a third person action adventure game that we just, you know, went through, you know, different chapters with different POV characters and just like, yeah, like different, you know, different characters, you know, Perrin, you know, swinging an axe, Rand.
You could like play, play as a different character every time.
Yeah. Not with every time. Like, it'll just be like, you know, like as the story progresses, you just play everyone's story. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like an open world game where you can just ride your horse around Randland. That'd be cool.
You're like, I want Zelda.
But
like Wheel of Time.
Like, yeah, that's exactly what I want.
No.
That's exactly what I want. Rand opens the treasure chest. You don't know about the treasure chests?
No. I'm making the Link noise. You know when he's like, he makes like a surprise.
Do it again.
I don't do it well, but clearly.
I think he makes a noise. Does he?
I think he does. He does like a huh, or something like that. Doesn't he?
I don't think so.
Maybe.
He kicks it and it opens, usually.
Oh, it's so annoying when you have to open a thing. It like, it's like a whole thing.
Oh, and I love it.
And the noise that it makes, like,
ding-ding-ding. Yeah, it's like, never gets old to me. I love that. I love that.
No, it takes too much time, I think. It should be faster.
Whatever. You don't understand.
Yeah, that's what they did with like a lot of games. They have that fast picking up thing. So like you can just like hold things and you just automatically grab it.
No, but part of
like,
the fun
I think Ghost of Tsushima started it, but like I think The Witcher had it, maybe Witcher 3, maybe, or Death Stranding. I forget which one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, but a video game would be nice.
A video game would be nice. So there was then this long period where there was like really nothing, at least not about the longing directly. So between April 22 and February 23, there was really nothing, except I did find one person sort of just checked in. And this made me laugh, because they sort of seemed to maybe have drifted off for a while. And I probably, you know, a lot of people do that. They kind of drift away from the fandom between seasons. But it was Jesse at Sarcasm Welcome. And they said, "I've been a bit scarce for a few days. Have I missed anything? Are we still deep in the longing?"
Yeah. When did the Origins thing happen? September. That September, right? It was like, no.
Yeah, because Maury says Watt will appear at NYCC.
No. So this was September. So it was August, the August before that. So we did have the promise of Origins in that August after San Diego Comic Con.
Oh, yeah. That was the August of 22. Yeah.
So San Diego Comic Con was, you know, and at San Diego Comic Con, we got a lot of stuff. We got season 3 greenlit. We had the gin and tonic Rafe, right? I'm pretty sure that was there. Right.
So maybe that's why there was such a, like, not a lot of longing, because there was a lot going on.
Yeah, we had a lot. We had, like, we had a trailer kind of thing. Not a trailer, like a...
Behind the scenes?
Yeah, yeah. We had something where they had, like... We got that. We got season 3 greenlit. We got some, you know, cast stuff maybe. I don't know. And then we got the Rafe, you know, Q&A. That was a lot of stuff. And then the promise of Origins was also there.
Yes.
And some people actually saw it. And then we had August.
And that was like its own, like, longing. Like, we were waiting, like, every day until the end of August, and it never came.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, like, something happened in February of 23, and I don't remember what it was. I feel like there must have been a lot of discourse or something, but there are some comments on Twitter that we were becoming unhinged. So Maury said, "I don't think Rafe said statistically most welcoming or best fandom. I think Tad changed his original statement of most unhinged fandom." And then Jack, grumpy old man, replied, "It's the longing. If it drives an Ogier to despair, it's definitely not good for humans." Do you remember what was going on in February?
I don't remember anything happening. But, like, if you look at the cycle, it's probably, you know, some hot take by someone or something else that happened, and so I'm not surprised, but
could have been
anything,
some
sort of that would unhinging that maybe triggered.
It could have been some sort of thirsting thing or trollic nipple related thing. It's possible there was a lot of that over the last year and a half. And then also in February we have your friend again, Lord Matt Cawthon, saying, "I just realized I have to put up with all of you in between seasons for like 5 to 7 years." Blue heart emoji. 5 to 7 years seems short to me. Based on the rate that we're going at right now.
Yeah, no.
Actually, someone replied, more like 14 to 20.
Yeah, Wheel of Cussin replied, "And that's just for season 2.
Yes. Yeah. You know, putting up with each other is easy to do. I don't know. I think.
Well, some of us. No. You're right. It's a very diverse community. So, you know, you get a lot of different. It's how I think of the Wheel of Time, right? If someone likes Gawain out there, right? So you're going to find people that you like in the community, and it will be a really good time for you.
Yeah. And if there's somebody that you don't like, you don't have to talk to them, or you can mute them. So then around that time, people were starting to prep for the next Watt idol. So I found a comment from Rapunzel, Rebecca, saying that parodying sustains us through the longing.
It totally does. I mean, it's one of the ways. There is a certain segment of the fandom that does a lot of parodying, like a lot, like, you know, so Alyssa Shoshanay, Koala Sedai recently, Sawyer. Yeah. There's a group, like, I mean, it's probably like in the Dusty Wolf Discord. Mm-hmm. There's a good 6 months where you would only see people talk in that channel and like nowhere else.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just you know, it's a creative avenue that a lot of people really like doing. Yeah.
So then in April, after Watt Idol, before Jordan Con, we have Carrie stalking IMDb. So this is where people start to like look for stuff and then like post it and like, is this real, you know? So she says, this is probably nothing, but IMDb has episode slots for season 2 and part of 3 that wasn't there a month ago. Are we getting closer to season 2?
Yes, but not because of that. But like, that's like, you know, the when we like just clinging on to bits.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crumbs. We'll take any crumbs there are and we will analyze them to death.
What's that in the eyes? It's reflection.
Like, you say that like it's a joke, but we literally
did. No.
Yeah. And then in May, we have Maury counting the days. Happy 500 days since Watt episode 8, The Eye of the World, aired. Hashtag the longing.
That's quite the, I'm surprised I don't remember. Like, you know, 500 days is a lot of days.
Yeah, actually, when I was looking up tweets for this episode, I found a lot of tweets for a Nintendo game called The Longing. So not like the Wheel of Time tweets weren't really even the most prominent tweets about The Longing. It was this video game. And I guess I watched the trailer for it. And I guess the game is just you're in a cave and you have to wait 400 days. Like, actual real-time 400 days. And your little character guy, you can either like explore the caves or you can like do nothing. Basically, the whole thing is you just have to wait.
But you need food, right?
I don't know. That wasn't clear to me. But I did see one of the trailers was a four-hour video. It was like a minute or two of trailer. And then like it shows the little guy like in the cave waiting for this hole to fill up with water. And he just sits there and waits. And then like, I think he dies. Cause like I scrolled ahead in the 4 hours and like by the end, he was just like laying there curled up by the water and the water was still dripping. And it was like day 100. It's really kind of messed up.
Was it an ogier?
It was not an ogier. It looked like a little bug or something. It did have yellow eyes. So maybe it was a wolf brother. But anyway, my point is,
I would imagine the wolf brother would just go to Telerondrioid and mm-hmm. hope like time passes.
Yeah.
Like whatever, but outside is faster.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how that works. I always forget how that works, like from a physical body standpoint. Like what if I'm asleep for a year, but it's only like a day in Telerondrioid?
Wait, why would you be asleep for a year?
Because I mean, like, because doesn't time like work differently between when you're in the dream world versus real world?
Oh yeah, but I think it's the other way around, though. I don't think it's ever you're sleeping longer.
Oh.
I think it's like you could be in Telerondrioid for a long time, but you would still only be like a night. I don't know.
Oh,
weren't well, we just we were just talking about this on Talk Around Riyadh, weren't we? Like about the mirror worlds and time passing and stuff, like Nynaeve's
test.
Yeah.
What we need is we need Wayne. No, we don't need Wayne. We need Marcy. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Where? Okay, cool.
Is this a Cosmere reference, isn't it? Okay.
Let's keep going. Yeah.
Anyway, my point about the video game is that 400 days of that video game called The Longing is still shorter than what we waited between seasons.
We would have beat that game and still be like, where's season two?
Right. Exactly.
And we would have wandered the caves for 400 days and come out and be like, season two must be out. And it's like, no.
Being stuck in a cave for 400 days is like my worst nightmare. Like caves, underground stuff. No, just no, not doing it. So then in August of 23,
you know what's worse? Is not getting season two for more than 400 days.
Worse than being in a cave? I don't think so. I will wait like 3 years for season three rather than be in a cave. Sorry, well, everyone.
Be careful what you wish for.
Okay, so in August, we knew we were getting the first episode on September 1st / August 31st. So we already had at the beginning of August, we had, that's funny. They posted it on August 31st.
Yeah.
That's why it's funny. Chafail at 2Movement said, is it August 31st yet? # the Wheel of Time, # Twitter of Time, # The Longing. And Wheel of Time replied.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh, I didn't see. How did I miss this? They're joking about the Intern of Chaos thing with the coffee. And then we had people, as we mentioned before, that were already thinking ahead to the current longing that we are in now. So we had Salia mentioning that the hints about season three were making her already feel the longing before watching season two.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not feeling the longing yet because of the strike ending. I feel like that kind of helped a little bit. Like October was sort of like, we're still a lot of momentum talking about the show and theorizing about the show and rewatching and stuff. And then like November, the strike ended. So it's like we have all this new stuff from the cast.
I think season two was just really good. That's the difference.
Like, really?
Season two was so good that, you know, we're like, really like satisfied, or like, you know, we were well fed and it ended well. And we like, I think that's the difference, at least to me, like it ended well. And yes, I want season three, but I'm like, whoa, that was like, it's a really good TV. So, you know, we had like more things to like kind of talk about, or, you know, just, you know, revel in, I guess.
Yeah. Didn't you tell me you would be okay if there were no more seasons after season two?
Is that what I said? I feel like I said that, but I don't know in what context.
I don't know. I feel like that's what you said, though.
I did.
It was one of our, I think it was one of our recaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would stick with that. Yeah. You know, season two was that good.
I don't think I liked it as much as you did. It was good, but
I don't think it could have been made better. I really don't. I think you could make small changes and it's like, oh, that's better. But like, actually, like, you know, from a, you know, the choices they made within whatever's after season one, I think it was really well done. Again, you can always be like, oh, I wish they did that like that. And sure, all that. You can make all those changes and it would be better. But like from a, you know, full production standpoint, I think, yeah, it's pretty good.
So you think people, because it was good, are not going to be like,
no, not people. I'm just talking about myself.
Oh, okay.
The way I've like consumed it, and maybe other people, is like, I was really, really impressed with what they were able to do. And yes, I'm waiting for season three and I really want to know what more they'll do. But I was like, wow, that was really good.
Because like when I eat sugar, I'm like, ah, that was really good. Like I need more immediately. So like, if I think something's really, really good, especially if there's like a cliffhanger, it's like, I don't want to wait.
No, the dark one died.
Yeah, and it kind of wrapped up pretty well.
And there's a spider, like whatever, who cares?
I want to see more of her, actually. I'm going to be longing for Mogedion for however long it's going to be until season 3. So people were in a pretty good mood, I think, overall about this next longing. There were a couple people that were just sharing kind of their love for the fandom and like, we're going to get through this together. This person, Fax McAaron, says, "Hey, Twitter of Time, as the longing approaches, just know that I have loved every minute of sharing this season with y'all." And then they talk about what will happen if Twitter goes away, and then they say, "We will ride again on the winds of time."
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that is a recurring theme that, people have fun together and amplify the experience even within the longing.
It's true.
Or maybe especially within the longing.
Yeah, and Janya Sadai said that they actually miss the longing. "Apart from the superb creativity the boredom inspired, I love how Twitter of Time went to the most ridiculous, wonderful lengths to make each other think, laugh, sometimes even cry, and make 2 years not feel so long."
Yeah, I remember, I think, could be wrong, but I feel like I had a conversation with Innkeeper Hatch, and he said something like, he's like, yeah, sure, like, you know, like the times the episodes are coming out, those are nice and those are like fun and all of that. But like the build up and like all the stuff we get up to leading up to it at times is more fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And more memorable and silly. And like, I don't know. We had a debate about potatoes already, I guess. Is that a thing? Were you part of this debate?
No.
No?
What was this potato debate?
I think it was like someone was like, what's the best type of potato? Like French fry or like...
Oh, I saw this. You know, and everyone was wrong. So, yeah.
Everyone was wrong?
Yeah. Because like everyone knows all potatoes are like the best.
Yeah, any potato is good.
Yeah.
But people were felt very strongly.
I mean, if you talk about like where to put your ketchup on the fries, that's different, because then you're either a monster or not.
I mean, I feel like you have some pretty intense rules about French fries. Like,
well, I mean, how you consume French fries is a totally different episode.
Charnice and Silvertooth, if you're out there, you need to come talk to us about Anas's French fry rules. Thanks.
I mean, they're not rules. They're just any normal person would know what to do.
Okay.
The longest fry like survives the longest. Everyone knows this. It's not a size thing too. It's more of a quality thing.
I don't think a longer fry necessarily means a better quality fry.
I agree. That's why I wanted to like clarify that.
Okay. So a random thread in the pattern said, question, how do we know that Twitter of Time is in the longing? Answer, they're debating the merits and shortcomings of potatoes, especially of the fries variety, instead of the Wheel of Time. And then they say, of course, curly fries are the best, duh.
And the good thing about curly fries is like, if you dip it in ketchup, you can like get a lot of ketchup. As opposed to the straight fry, you don't get as much ketchup. Like, you get it on the surface. Now, within the curly fry, you have the twirls, and the twirls can capture, like, more density of ketchup. And the surface has it. So there's a greater surface area. There's a greater surface area within a smaller, it's still like maybe the same length, but because it's like curled, it's longer. So, yeah.
I'm concerned about your emphasis on ketchup here. Ketchup is, like, if it's a really good fry, you don't even need ketchup.
Yeah, I don't need ketchup with my fries, but, like, you know you're missing out if you're not, you know, like a hot fry, a really hot fry. You can't eat it right away, but you dip it in ketchup, and suddenly it's eatable.
Edible. This is true.
Edible? I think eatable. Eatable is the right word in that.
I feel like, yeah, in the whole thing.
So, like, and not like the thin McDonald's type of fry, but like the fat, kind of plump fry. That when it's hot.
Yeah, and, like, you need ketchup. Yeah.
You put it in ketchup and you like twirl it, and you get ketchup all around. It's like the best thing ever.
I feel like we need a French fry episode now, because I feel like this is like...
I need French fries now.
I've never seen you speak so passionately about anything.
Like, it's like, yeah. If I ever say no to French fries, like...
Be concerned.
No, like try to take the mask off or something.
Because it's not you.
No. Yeah.
All right. So I don't know. Maybe this is a sign that we're becoming unhinged. But things like that, I think, do help us get through the longing. And like I said, the strike just ended. So we've had a lot of fun photos and interviews with the cast. We just found out Donal Finn's going to be in Hadestown in London. And we got to see him singing, which
I don't know.
He's such a good singer.
I got to see him singing last year.
Live in person. Yeah, that was pretty good.
It was pretty, like, I actually didn't really listen to it, because, like, listening to a recording of someone singing, it just, like, doesn't appeal to me.
Listen to it, because it's really good.
I know. I'm not surprised. It's good. But, like, I was, like, and we've talked about this, right? But when we saw him perform, we were like, is he gonna sing? Because it got to like the end.
Yeah. Everybody they made you wait.
Yeah, and then he sang, and it was like, oh, yeah, he can sing.
Like, that was worth waiting for. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing. Yeah. But yeah. So as far as season three goes, I checked on the Watt Series Discord server today to see what the latest news was about when we might get season three, and Kiki Airy says, based on the fact that they're still filming season three, and based on how long it took them post-production for season two, she's estimating somewhere between quarter two and quarter four of 2025.
Yeah, they finish in April of 22 with filming for season two, and it came out September of 23. I would imagine it wouldn't take as long, just from a, like, I think they would try to make it not, last that long. So my hope is Q2 of 2025. I think anything after Q2 would be...
So either way, we still have to get through all of 2024 together. Like the full year of 2024.
Yeah.
January through December.
Mm-hmm. And well, isn't the Knights of Wind and Truth coming out in November next year?
Ooh, yeah, okay. That's something to look forward to. Cosmere people.
Well, I mean, on that note, I've started my reread of the Stormlight Archive, so I know what I'm doing in The Longing. But I had already thought of that, because I knew it was going to be November 2025, so I needed to get through these books that are really, like, easy to read and not long. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I'm doing. How are you going to spend the next 18 months, you know, probably?
I'm going to try to read as much as I can, like other stuff.
Yeah.
Try to write more.
What do you have on your list? I mean, I'm rereading Stormlight Archive. That's fairly easy. I'm close to being done with The Way of Kings, and surprisingly easy read this time around, asking when I start Rhythm of War. But I have the Cradle series is one that I'm looking forward to looking at. I haven't finished the Jade, the Green Bone Saga. I have like the last like 10% of book three left, and I don't know why I haven't finished it. I think it was like, it's like I don't want it to finish kind of thing. Not that I liked it that much, but it was a good series. And there's one other book series that I really want to get into. I'm forgetting it now, but yeah. The Cradle is next. What about you?
So I'm like halfway through Era 1 of Mistborn, and I want to finish that. I want to read Tress. I still haven't read any of the other secret projects, so get through all of those. There's a lot of different series that I started, but like never finished.
You need to read all of Mistborn. That's what I would say. That's what my suggestion would be.
But there's so many other things to read.
No,
like,
you should finish that before Stormlight 5. I really think you should.
I don't know.
I mean, there is something to say about... like, Rhythm of War was a good read for me because of... knowing things outside of the Stormlight Archive. Anyways, regardless, there's a lot of books to be read that we're going to read.
I have a lot of other ones on my list other than Brando Sando that I would definitely want to read.
Yeah. But like,
But speaking of the 2024 calendar year, I just saw that there's like two different calendars like floating around out there in the fandom. So like at least we can like get excited for like what the next month will bring. So like there's the Watt series. They've been teasing this. I don't know if it's something they made or something Lord Matt Coffin made, or probably, I guess either way, it's Omar, I think. They've got a Wheel of Time season 2 calendar, I think. It looked like they've shown a few months. They showed like Lanfear in October, August.
Father of Lies.
And Matt, I think, with the Heroes was December. So there's that, and then there's the Snack Water calendar, which people in the fandom have put together, different people posing like Taylor Napier, so that should be pretty funny. So I just thought of like, you know, the fact that we have to get through all of next year, at least we have some fun calendars to
pass
the time,
X out the dates on.
I always had this thing whenever I would get like a calendar for the year, I would try really hard not to look at what all of the pictures were, so that way I would get really excited about like what the next month was going to be. Oh, and that just made me think of the hen calendars. In Takaran Riyadh, there's this one person who always gets a hen calendar and posts pictures of the hen of the month. So I hope that they do that for 2024 too. Anyway, what's the general feel of The Longing before season 3? Like, are we going to survive? What's going to happen? Who's going to become unhinged?
I think only one thing matters to me, and that is season 4 being greenlit. I think that is really important. I think the closer we get to season 3 and that doesn't happen, I'll be more worried about that than anything else. Everything else is going to be fine. I think The Shadow Rising is a great book. We'll start getting things, you know, as there's enough things happening within the fandom that will be a lot of fun. I think it's the broader picture of, hey, what's happening afterwards. Even though, you know, that's I guess, you know, that's to put a you know, at least that's how I think. I think there'll be enough things that the fandom does and that we do that'll keep us entertained, and we'll have a lot of fun. But I once we have the season 4 greenlit, it'll be like, okay, good. We have another longing to look forward to after season 3.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a whole other episode. Like, what do we do if we don't get any more seasons. And I feel like I've had to start telling myself that that's a possibility, like, because so many, like, Shadow and Bone just got canceled, and I don't know, I just feel like it happens quite often these days. So
on that note,
on that note, bye everyone,
good luck with The Longing.
I actually wanted to read one more thing, just to kind of bookend the episode, from the Big White Book. From the Big White Book, it talks about The Longing.
You mean the world of Robert Jordan's The Wheel of Time?
Yes.
By Robert Jordan and Teresa Patterson.
Thank you. This is a little more poetic way that they put it. So I just wanted to share.
So use your poetic voice.
Do I have a poetic voice?
No, you need to.
I need to
channel your inner Michael Kramer.
Oh, I can't be Michael Kramer. During the breaking, the land and sea shifted so dramatically that the steading were lost or swallowed entirely. Those Ogier that survived the upheaval of land and sea found themselves homeless and adrift, wandering in search of their lost sanctuaries. Among Ogier, this time is known as the exile. After many years, their longing for the peace and beauty that only existed within the steading became so strong that they began to sicken and die. More died than did not. Since that time, the Ogier do not leave the steading for extensive periods. If an Ogier stays outside for too long, the longing takes him and he begins to weaken. If he does not return, he dies. Though this was not true during the Age of Legends, the long exile apparently sensitized the survivors and their descendants so that all Ogier are now bound to the steading.
So if that's how we use the longing, and so the steading is our season, and the seasons are supposed to be peaceful and... No, that's...
I think it's the other way around. That's why I wanted to read this, because, okay, peace and beauty of the steading, like, I feel like that's the fandom. I don't know. Like, we're already there. We don't need to have the longing. Like,
oh, okay, yeah, that's what I meant. Like, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Like if we were going by this and the longing was the time between seasons and the seasons mm-hmm. were, like, the steading, and I'm like, yeah. No, that's not mm-hmm. what happens during a season. It's
right, not the season peaceful. Is not peaceful. No, right. Although I do feel like the homeless and adrift feeling can happen between seasons.
Yeah, people definitely come together more.
Yeah.
At least to watch a season episode. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No.
Yeah. So yeah, I really don't think we have that much to worry about, because we're always going to have stuff to talk about, live streams to go to, parodies to write, cons to go to, French fries to debate.
Yeah. I mean, what type of cheese is best?
Cheese?
They all suck. Yeah.
Oh man. Now, okay. People are going to come at you for that.
I know.
Honest hates cheese, everyone. Please at him.
You're welcome to help you in your longing.
All right. I think that's it for this week, unless do you have a favorite fandom moment from the past week?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's within the past couple of weeks since the strike ended. A lot of people who made it over to Prague the season started have been sharing some videos and pictures and experiences. So that's just, you know, good to see now, in addition to all the other cast stuff that has come out. I think that is something that it's a fandom thing that, you know, just wasn't part of the experience because of the strike, and now just hearing some of that has been good. You know, hopefully there are more of that in the future that allows us to kind of get a closer feel of what happens in Jordan Studios and things like that. Yeah,
maybe the lights work should go to Prague. That'd be cool. So my favorite moment was a piece of writing that came out by Aylin Wee, who went to OgyrCon with me. Was it just last weekend? No, 2 weekends ago, right? I don't even know. It's the longing. But they wrote a beautiful tribute to their time there in Charleston and like what it meant to them, and just the way that they wrote it was really, really cool. So if you haven't read that, I don't know what to call it, essay, musings, blog post by Aylin Wee, you should definitely check it out because it's really lovely.
Yeah, no, that was, again, wonderful piece of writing. Always good to see people express their fandomness.
Yes, so it's great. It's a very fandomy, lightsworky type article. Yeah. It's really nice.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
All right, so that's it for this week. If you like what we do at The Lightswork, please follow us on social media. You can find us on Twitter at LightsworkPod, on Instagram at The Lightswork. We have a website, thelightswork.com. You can also join our Discord server or sponsor us on Patreon. And until next time, it's your turn to go out into the world and do the Light's Work. The Light's Work is a Wheel of Time fandom podcast hosted by Anas and Grace.
The Light's Work is in no way affiliated with the Children of the Light.
Please leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice, follow us on social media, or sponsor us on Patreon.